Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP for the 11th of February. I'm Paul White. Today's question from the Albuquerque, New Mexico question and answer session, night one. We did two nights of meetings. This is from our first evening, is a question regarding the validity of the law. Is the law valid for anyone now? This is one of those that you answer, and there are other things you could have said and other ways you could have went, and it's one of those that I would tack something onto the answer, and I'll do that after you hear our live answer.
Well, here's my thoughts on what I think Paul does with the law. Paul declares that Romans chapter 9, he ends the chapter by saying, the Jews have attained righteousness because they sought it by faith. No, the Gentiles, I'm sorry. The Gentiles have attained righteousness because they sought it by faith. Israel hath not attained unto righteousness because she did not seek it by faith but by works. Which tells me that according to Paul's theology, the law was never meant to make people righteous. We've kind of messed that up, I think, in the church. We preach that the Old Testament, if you kept the law, you were deemed righteous. No. God never declared anybody righteous by keeping the law. He declared people righteous by faith. What happened is Israel looked at the law, saw that it was just, holy, and good, and went, if we could keep it, we would be better than the people that don't. And they began to replace the law as instructions for daily living and made it into instructions for righteousness. So when you ask, is the law relevant? It's not relevant for righteousness. It can't be. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. What was the law relevant? What was the law given for? It was to hem Israel in from her neighbors. It was to establish her place in the world. Can a man benefit by knowing thou shalt not kill? Well, absolutely. Can a man benefit by knowing thou shalt not steal? Absolutely. The problem is that when we have the law presented to us, we have it presented to us as the means of being like God. And that causes us to replace faith and insert our performance. And so in that instance, the moment you start to put the law in front of people as instruction for living, I believe people start to replace their ability to do it. They replace their faith with their ability to do it. It inflames sin. It puts them back. Well, people end up sinning more. This is why Paul said, I was alive, the law came, sin revived, I died. I like to say it this way. If you want a sin revival in your church, do a series on the Ten Commandments. Because the moment you do, people will start sinning like crazy. How can they not? Because you've inflamed their passion. There's a curse attached to the law. People start to replace it for righteousness. So no, I don't think it's safe to play with it. But I do like to establish the reason that it was given. God didn't give Israel the law so they would be righteous. They immediately started to do that with the law. And Jesus came to fulfill that.
Okay, I want to jump back in here after we've now shared with you the live answer that we gave in that Albuquerque Q&A and elaborate a little bit more, because when you get asked a question on the fly, there's no prep time. You're really relying on your storage of information and the things that you know, and sometimes you pull out deep things you forgot about or things you haven't thought about in a while. Other times, this is, to me, I found this to be very relevant in the way Q&A goes or even just talking to people. I'm more prone to lean into what I'm on at the moment. So if I'm in a certain study or I just read something or I just had been talking to another person about something, I'm more prone to chase that rabbit first. Hopefully it leads me to other trails or other pieces of information, but sometimes it doesn't, and sometimes you end up in only one spot when there were other ways you could have went. This question was a good example of that, because the question was really, you know, what is the law relevant for anyone? And I chose the path of trying to explain why the law was given and what Israel did with it, and since Christ has fulfilled it, what would be the point? It actually led to a follow-up from someone else about if the law is written on our hearts, then what's the difference? And so I got onto that and what that was all about, and I never got around to another usage of the law. Paul's statement to Timothy in 1 Timothy 1:9, where he tells them, We know the law was not made for the righteous, or as the New Living says, the law was not intended for people who do what is right. It's for people who are lawless and rebellious, who are ungodly and sinful, who consider nothing sacred and defile what is holy. And then Paul gets into, I mean, he goes all the way into murderers there. So the law is for murderers. Well, is he being allegorical? Is he exaggerating? The law is only for murderers? I mean, it seems like the law would be for others. And I think if we go too far down into that, we've missed the point. The point Paul's making, I think, is the law was not given for a righteous person, but for unrighteous people, because everybody to whom the law was given was unrighteous. And if you continue to read in that chapter, Paul is explaining, I believe, for those who wish to teach the law, they don't know what it is they wish to teach, because the reality is your righteousness isn't in what you do, but you might be able to expose somebody to how wrong what they are doing is by giving them the law. So I would say a codicil to the answer would be, if you actually met someone who didn't see their own deficiency, the law would do a masterful job of showing it to them. The reality is I don't know that you'll ever meet anybody who thinks they have no deficiency. Maybe you will. 1 John 1 thought it was possible, but that if you did, they're a liar. Remember, 1 John 1 said, man says he has no sin, he's a liar, and the truth's not in him. He's not talking to believers. Believers don't have sin. In fact, the text goes on later in the book and says that you don't have sin. So there's two different people in the purview there. So in regards to doing what is right, Paul's argument would never be the law. It's Titus 2:11, the grace of God has appeared, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. But in regards to teaching someone that they are unrighteous, the law does a good job of that. So that would be my addition to that. Okay, tomorrow, another question, one you won't want to miss in regards to, can God make bad things happen to us to teach us a lesson? We'll get into that tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.